Huge. Absolutely huge.
And as you point out, 4 2-out hits.
As it turned out, yeah, when it was all, but the fact that it was, it's something poetic about the last vestiges of the JV trade and the throw-in from the Flaherty trade. And I know that he wasn't a throw-in. Scott Harris said they saw something they liked in Trey Sweeney, and they didn't see him as a throw-in. He felt like a throw-in, that Theron Lorenzo was the prize, but they, it felt like Sweeney was a throw-in. But whatever. Rodgers and Sweeney come through to even set this whole thing up.
Sweeney has been so good for this team. I mean, he's hit better than I think people expected him to at the major league level at this point. I mean, it's his first taste, and he's hit. I mean, it's not like he's hit great, but he's come up with some big hits. He's actually, he hit 4 home runs during the regular season, and obviously another big hit yesterday. But it's the defense that is the steadying part of his game. That if you were going to replace Javi Baez, it better be somebody that's it's a lot better defensively. And, you know, unfortunately for Javi this year, his defense wasn't up to par. But fortunately for the Tigers this year, it was another reason that you can go ahead and say, no, Trey Sweeney, we're going to bring him up, and he's going to play every day. And he has, and he's been very, very good at shortstop.
248-539-9797. Okay, so yesterday, game's on. Wife had to come home, and she had a work Zoom call. And she was on her computer watching the game. But, I mean, she had the game on in the background, I should say. I was watching the game. But she was live on camera when Kerry Carpenter hit the home run. And I leapt up from the couch. Like, I got up, saw him flip the bat, thought, I think there's no way he just hit a 3-run bomb off Class A. And I wanted to scream. I wanted to yell. I wanted to pump my fist. But my wife was on a Zoom call live. So I sprinted out the front door and did all of that. I ran outside and just let loose.
I think you missed an opportunity.
I should have just
you should have just absolutely. And then everybody would be like, what's going on? And then other people on that Zoom call can smile, and they would say the same thing, that they'll admit to it. Oh, I got a TV on here. I know what happened. You know,
it might have been an opportunity, but I just ran outside. I ran outside. I jumped off the porch, pumped my fist, and screamed, "Blank yeah!"
Anybody out there?
I looked around. I was the only one, so I went back in. But it was, if there had been a neighbor, I don't know why anybody else would have run outside. Had there been a neighbor, I would have asked him. Did you just see that? And if they had, we probably would have talked.
Probably would have had a beer.
Yeah, but what a moment. What a moment.
Absolutely incredible. Yep. Absolutely, positively incredible. I mean, you're not I wasn't expecting anything in the beginning. You know, and you get 2 outs, and okay, Jake Rogers, all right. And he hits a sharp single. You go, okay, well, that's nice. That's nice. Trey Sweeney, I mean, what's he going to do? He's not going to be able to get on base. And you get Carpenter to the plate, and he does.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, okay, all right. Does Kerry Carpenter have a chance here? And, I mean, it's in the back of everybody's mind that there's a chance. But, I mean, I think for the most part, people are like, not likely. Maybe gets lucky and just kind of punches one over to the third base side. He goes opposite field, and it just kind of drops in for a base hit to bring in Jake Rogers. And, whew, nail-biter in the ninth if we can hold on to this 1-0 lead. But he turned on it.
Yeah.
You know, Class A was throwing 101 miles an hour. And then throw in this 91, 94 mile an hour slider, whatever he was in that range. And 3 in a row, I mean, hitters get a chance to see a pitch more than once, and then they see it more than twice.
Yep.
They can catch up to it. And he did. He did not miss it, made no mistake about it. And like I said, when I saw it, when it left the bat, I'm like, that's not going to be strong enough, is it? But then,
dude,
a half second later, the bat flip.
Yep.
And you know it's gone. You don't do the bat flip unless you know it's gone.
Yep.
I mean, it must have felt so pure for him. You know, pitch comes in at a high rate of speed, but pitch goes out at 111 miles an hour. His greatest exit velocity. It's the greatest exit velocity off of any pitch, a hit off of Class A. And it gave the Tigers
the best swing anybody's ever had off this guy. Kang, where were you in it and what happened?
You know, I don't mess with the mojo. I don't mess with the mojo. So I was sitting in the same spot on the couch when the Tigers won their other two games against the Astros. We didn't text each other.
No.
The three of us. Thank you, Doug. Thank you, Gator.
Thought about texting. It. And I'm like, can't do it. Can't do it. Can't
all right.
Do it.
Thank you. No matter what. It was 0-0 the entire game. No one sent a text. Thank you for that. So I was sitting on the couch. And when the first two outs happened in the inning, I'm like you guys. I'm like everybody else. You know, no shot, whatever. Rodgers gets on base. I mean, that's nice. Okay. You know, get a, you know, maybe some confidence for the future, the rest of the series. When Sweeney got on base and moved Rodgers over, I was like you, Doug, by the way. When Sweeney hit that, I'm like, just send Rodgers. Because there's no way, you know, just this is our last chance. You know,
yeah,
you
score from first on the base.
They screw up the relay, they throw it into the first row.
Yeah. Maybe you know, you light Rodgers' shoe on fire at first something.
Go.
Yeah, anything to get him going. But of course, the smart he would have been out by a mile. But a smart thing, you leave him at third and you hope for the best with Carpenter. Now, I do think the Kerry Carpenter is basically, in my opinion, the only true professional hitter the Tigers have, okay? I know Riley Green was the all-star, and other guys have come up with bigger hits, but I think the Guardians fear Kerry Carpenter by leaving Boyd in earlier in the game so they wouldn't have to put face Carpenter. And so they know they fear Carpenter, and I think Carpenter's a really good hitter that should be feared, especially against right-handed pitchers. When I felt really good about it, I'm not this guy. You know how there's a guy who always calls a home run and every player that comes up, hey, he's going to hit a home run.
This one's going deep.
Yeah.
This one's going
Rodgers
deep.
Rodgers up there, yeah. He's going to hit a home run. Oh, Sweeney's up, he's going to hit a home run. No, I'm not that guy. But after the first two pitches were outside, and I felt like, well, he's going to have to throw a strike at some point. He's going to maybe groove one in there, and Carpenter's going to have him timed up. I didn't think he was going to hit a home run, but I felt really strong about his at-bat. And Gator, you're right. He didn't swing like, you know, Riley Green takes huge hacks.
Massive cut. Yeah, uppercut.
That's not Kerry Carpenter style. He has his smooth swing and right in the wheelhouse. And that thing was pure, like you said, right in the barrel of the bat. Sweet spot. Goodbye.
I mean, it's one of those hits that you probably don't even feel it off the bat because it's just so perfect and pure. And thank you, Kerry Carpenter, for doing it. He is the best pure hitter on the team. Against right-handers.
Yes, I know his numbers against left-handers are not nearly as good.
But there's no question that, I mean, there's nobody you'd rather have in a situation with a right-hand pitcher on the mound than Kerry Carpenter because he just kills right-handers. It's like if left-handers are on the hill, probably nobody you'd rather have than Andy Ibañez because he kills left-handers, which is crazy to think Andy Ibañez is that guy, but he is that guy. And Carpenter's that guy against righties. Hopefully, in years to come, he develops a better approach against lefties, and he can stay in games and show that he's even better.
Doug, it would have been awesome if you were outside and you yelled, right? You yelled outside.
Yep.
You should have kept yelling, stayed out there and see if anyone would have joined you in the neighborhood.
It's funny because I wanted to get back in and see the game, but I was like, I did run out. I pumped my fist. I ran all the way out to the sidewalk, and I kind of looked around, and I'm like, so it's just me, huh?
Anybody?
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. Now, I wouldn't expect anybody else to run outside, but you know, my wife was on a live Zoom call. And
Acknowledge me.
Yeah, so I turned and made my way back into the house. I actually missed the Veerling single, to be honest with you. I was out there for a while. I was out there for a minute.
Anybody? Start ringing doorbells. Hey.
I got to tell you, it was quite a moment. But I'll do what we did last week. Where were you? Now, when it was it's a 4 o'clock start, so a lot of people probably did get home. But where were you when Kerry Carpenter launched that early Monday evening moonshot into right field? Where were you? 248-539-9797. The other thing we haven't even mentioned, really, and we should, frickin' Skubal. This guy. I mean... Do you remember how helpless it felt watching Hunter Brown last week and the Tigers scratched out a run against him and you're just like, this guy, we had that guy yesterday, except he was better.
We've got that guy. We've had this guy all season.
Yep.
Seven innings, three hits, no walks, hit a batter, and eight strikeouts. And I'm looking at the ESPN box score, and I don't know how they come up with these totals, right? But you know, they have game scores for pitchers. For some reason, it's only a 79 game score for Tarik Skubal. I don't know how they come up with that. But when you don't walk anybody and you only give up three hits and you're dominant like he was, he struck out six of the first nine batters of the game.
Mm-hmm.
He reminded me of Roger Clemens in that he's a big guy, right? He's like 6'3", 225 pounds, 230 pounds. He's a big guy. Clemens was a big guy. Clemens was like 6'4", 225, 235, somewhere in there. They both throw heat. They're both completely fearless in when they throw the pitches right down the middle. Go ahead, hit it. You're not going to. I'm throwing it 98, 99. You're not going to catch up to this. They're fearless in going inside. Oh, did I just hit Noel? Sorry. Next guy, come on up. I'm going inside, man. You're not going to move out of the way. It's your fault. So you get hit. He comes, and then he gets all fired up. He just reminds me of, like, he's a left-handed rocket, and his confidence and his fearlessness permeates throughout the entire dugout. This whole team is led by Tarek Skubal, and they love it.